Both of our authors here. We have two items today before the Appropriations Committee. Why don't we begin with Mr. Holden, AB 526. Does have a due pass recommendation. Mr. Holden, please come forward. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. It's a pleasure to present Assembly Bill 526 today. I assure you I would not be here before you if this measure was not absolutely necessary and did not need to become law immediately. Prior to AB 288, which I authored last year, no more than 5% of the students in a given grade at a high school could participate in a community college summer session as part of a dual enrollment program. This is often called the 5% cap. AB 288 established a separate cap on the number of students who could participate in CCAP because of the structure of the program. Students participate as part of a cohort. Therefore, a group of students take the same class at the same time. That cap is 10% of the total number of full-time equivalent students claimed statewide. AB 526 simply clarifies the 5% cap does not apply to students in a CCAP program. The bill also contains an urgency clause to ensure that students entering the 2016-2017 school year will be able to enroll in the community college courses they will need to be successfully completed to successfully complete their programs and receive the dual diplomas they are working hard to earn. This bill has no new state costs because it is clarifying existing law. We anticipate future cost savings to the state from reduced time in college. Dual enrollment enables more students to earn college credits before entering college, which helps them move through post-secondary education more quickly. For many of these students, an interruption in their program will be detrimental as it may deter them from further pursuing higher education or career training. I respectfully ask for your aye.
Thank you, Mr. Holden. Witnesses in support.
Mr. Chairman, members, George Miller on behalf of the wonderful companies, which includes Paramount Farming and the wonderful agricultural career prep program in the Valley. Wonderful is partnered with high schools up and down the Valley, along with community colleges, to put in place a curriculum in which incoming freshman students between their eighth grade and freshman year enroll in the dual program, which they take classes at the community colleges, classes at their schools, they intern in the agricultural programs, and they graduate high school with not only just a diploma, but an AA degree in any one of ag business management, ag mechanics, plant science. And from there, they either go into the agricultural field or they go on and to fill their four-year degree. One of the things that should be noted is that well over 90%, the schools average well over 90% are free lunch or reduced lunch programs. And we're providing the wherewithal for people to go to the next level in the agricultural industry or go on and pursue college with 2 years of credit under their belt. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. LeAngela Reed on behalf of the wonderful Agricultural Career Prep Academy. I just want to thank the author for the bill and for this clarification. Without this, the students are stuck in limbo and can't complete the programs. And most of these students were not on a path to be college bound. And so this transition into the community college is serving a lot of students. Thank you.
Thank you. Witnesses in opposition. Finance.
Jacqueline Wong Hernandez, Department of Finance. We see this bill as clarifying, but we do agree that to the extent that the bill increases enrollment demand at the community colleges, there would be additional cost pressure, Prop 98 General Fund, to provide additional enrollment growth funding.
Thank you. Comments or questions from committee? Seeing now, we do have quorum. Let's establish quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Bell? Bell here, Hill. Hill here, McGuire. McGuire here, Mendoza. Nielsen.
We have a quorum. Members, is there comments or questions from committee? This does enjoy a due pass recommendation to the Senate floor. There's a motion by Senator Hill. Mr. Holden, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you. It's a great close. Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates? Bates, aye. Bell? Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza? Nielsen?
We're 5-0. We'll keep the roll open until Lara ups members sit down. Thank you, Mr. Holden.
Thank you very much.
Next, we have Ms. Eggman. Welcome, Ms. Eggman.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's my honor to be here before you today. And again, apologizing that you have to come back to do this. And I would never do a gut amend unless it was absolutely necessary. But over the last 2 years, we've passed a couple bills to expand pharmacists' ability to provide some basic medications, those things like naloxone, tobacco suppressants, birth control. And so while we passed that legislation, we did not further implement it to be able to have Medi-Cal pay for that. So while we have new bills on the books that will actually save us money because people will be able to get their medications filled in a timely fashion without having to go to try to get an appointment with a physician or nurse practitioner every time. You can do that through their pharmacist, but we did not make the legislation so the department was able to say that Medi-Cal could pay. So that's all this does is to say Medi-Cal can reimburse for the services that we have approved for pharmacists to provide, and we have some witnesses here in support.
Witnesses in support.
Good afternoon, Brian Warren with the California Pharmacists Association. We thank Assemblywoman Eggman for moving this bill forward and allowing pharmacists to provide these services to Medi-Cal beneficiaries.
Thank you.
Hi, Tim Valderrama with the Weiderman Group.
Welcome back, Mr. Valderrama.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm here on behalf of the California Society of Health System Pharmacists. We are in strong support of the bill.
Thank you. Witnesses in opposition. Finance.
Department of Finance is neutral on this bill because it would increase access to preventative services and is potentially cost neutral in the long term.
I like that. Comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, thank you. This is a due pass. Correct. Ms. Eggman, just to clarify, you're taking the amendments, correct?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. This is a due pass as amended to the Senate floor. There's a motion by Senator Hill. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza? Nielsen?
5-0. We'll leave that open until Lara absent members sign on. Thank you, Ms. Eggman.
Thank you very much.
This is already consistent with the high-speed rail plan and what we approved in the budget. There's no additional money.
It's just getting the money out so we can start doing what it's
supposed to do. So I'm going to present them all. I don't want to bug them.
Absolutely.
I think,
George, what are you going to do? I just want to advise you. I think so.
I'll let my staff know the work we do. Get the right point. Do it for sure. I love it. Now, that's great.
I'm trying to get it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's just open that. We're going to open up the open items for to allow some Senator Mendoza to add on. The first item is AB 526. Secretary, please call the roll.
Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye.
Second item is AB 1114 by Ms. Eggman. Call the absent members.
Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Keep those items open to allow our absent members to add on. going to reconvene our Appropriations Committee and... Yeah, we're going to go ahead and close the roll on our outstanding items, beginning with AB 526. Mr. Holden?
Nielsen?
6-0, that item is out. AB 1114 by Ms. Eggman. Secretary, please call the roll.
Nielsen?
6-0, that item is out. Adjourns our...